Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. And always, we have podcasts at KXORadio.com. In case, you know, you probably missed one of our shows, you can always access it. I know we have some loyal listeners out there.
Right. Well, the other thing, you know, the other thing is community information, because once those shows are out, and we have lots of people, like just like today, for example, we have people coming from the community sharing really nice stuff that's going on in the community. You can share that once you've heard the show and you're talking to your vecino or whatever. You know, you could just say, yo, you know what? They were talking about that today on the radio, and you know, I know where it's, you know, it's not gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because radio used to be, you know, in one ear and out the other, literally. It's at KXORadio.com. Let's click here. You can walk them through the clicks, and there it is.
We have tons of information, a lot of resources. We've had guests like the Rosina from Bermudez from the Imperial Family Treehouse. We had Department of Social Services. We've had people from Calexico talk about access, independent living. So
The nurturing parenting people from Office of Education. That was a good show.
There's a lot of services.
So jump back in, catch our greatest hits, and Mario takes out all this boring in-between stuff that we do to fill time. So,
our engineer.
Executive producer.
Oh, Mario executive Spinoza. Producer slash engineer slash everything. Mil usos.
So good he turns down NPR on a regular basis. So we're lucky to have him. Okay, welcome to the show today. Right. It sounds good, though, isn't it? I mean, for good listening. Hey, we got IVROP in the house. Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program. You know, you're one of the more named. We're here with Luis Torres. He's a program manager.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the more names, I think, in the county. I think when people say IVROP, there isn't much hesitation between, like, what's that stand for? Whereas, like, with lots of acronyms, it's...
Everybody, a lot of people know about Project ACE.
Yes, you guys are pretty popular, huh?
Yeah, well, good morning, everybody. Well,
IVROP has been around for a long time. So, and I think it's known in the community because not because of just of the classes, but of all the different programs. There's things for vets, there's things for married couples, there's things for children. So there's so many different programs that I think it reaches to just about any community out there, any special populations.
We're so starved for jobs in Imperial Valley that it's like wherever you look, you can find program specialties to help. Because there's always going to be a need for jobs, and there's always going to be special populations.
Right. And one of the things they used to focus on was youth programs, so especially job training programs. So you offer any job training programs here in the Valley, and you're going to be pretty popular. And that's how we started, actually. Project A started as just a youth work training program about 13 years ago. And
wow.
About
were you there?
I was there, yes. Yeah, I just dated myself, right? So, and now, like six, 7 years ago.
You don't look at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I used to date myself, but then I got a restraining order.
Oh, good one. Well, now, six, 7 years ago, we work only with foster youth. Ages 16 to 21.
So it's gone from youth to foster youth.
To foster youth, yes. We used to work with, in the beginning we were a partnership with CalWORKS. So we used to work with children of CalWORKS participants.
Okay.
And that's how it started.
We're nearing the age of whatever.
That's high school age.
Yes.
And then now we made that transition to foster youth and former foster youth. And every year we change our services. We try to kind of tailor them so they fit perfectly with youth. We get their input. And
former foster youth forever? I mean, you know, I'm 50 years old. I come back and say, "Yo, foster youth."
I'm a foster youth.
Hook me up.
Technically, we're supposed to. Well, we have the bigger program goes up to 21.
Okay.
That's our funding only allows for that.
Right.
We do have another small program. It's a housing program that goes up to the age of 24. However, one of the reasons, and we were just talking off the air about this, our fundraisers. We do our fundraisers to help youth who are over 21, 24, and they can come back pretty much if they ever need assistance, emergency assistance.
It takes you until you're 24 to figure it out, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or maybe not.
And most of the times it does. You know, I think most of the people who have kids, they, you know,
developmentally appropriate.
They still have their kids there at the house, and they're 24, 25, and 26, maybe, 27, 28. And, you know.
I had my daughter at 36, and I wasn't even ready.
And I moved and I changed my address when my kids got that age. So
it's not really fair to say, tell anybody, hey, you know what, at 18,
I went
at 21,
into a witness protection program.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.